watch it, but you know, those guys were flying around today. You got to give them a lot of credit, just the way they were flying around and playing physical. You know, it seemed like we were keeping up there a little bit, and it was a decent little fight for a quarter and a half, and really the first half. I mean, 24-14. Not that you're asking for things, but that's playoffs. You know, it's not going to be easy. You're going to be in tough games where you have to battle to the end, and you know, obviously, we just came out in the second half and weren't really able to put it together enough.
How difficult is it for this kind of fun macro ride to end the wait?
It's always difficult, man, when you get to this time of the year. Like, I think a lot of times you can view it as, you know, you think from the outside, you think, oh, you get to the playoffs and you get to the wild card round, the divisional round, the AFC Championship game, the Super Bowl. Usually the further you go, the more heartbreak there is, just from my experience. It's a lot of fun along the way, but if you do get beat, it's hard to deal with. You know, I don't want to let everybody in the locker room, but there is part of me that wishes you could see just, you know, how much everybody cares and how much everybody cares about each other, and just what kind of team that was. So yeah, it's definitely a shame the way it went down and hard to deal with at the moment.
The first interception, were you trying to throw it away?
Yeah, I was trying to throw it away. I mean, taking it back, I could see the guy was getting pressure pretty quickly. I wish I would have just, I knew where he was going to be, Elijah was going to be. So I knew I had a throwaway there. I mean, looking back on it, I wish I threw it at like the lower guy's feet, kind of thought of that earlier. Or just took the sack, to be honest with you. I mean, obviously when you look at things in hindsight.
Joe, as you went through your five games, I mean, there were interceptions, but they didn't seem to affect any game. Were you at all concerned about the rate of interceptions coming into this game?
Listen, you never want to throw those. I do think you have to look at interceptions, you know, as a quarterback and as an offense, as a quarterback group, when you go back and watch the film, you have to look at them for what they are. You know, are they bad decisions? Are they bad throws? Are they just, you know, happening because it was just something wild happened? So, you know, I think you always have to address those. You don't want to turn the ball over, but you do have to see, like you said, it's just some of the ways some of them have happened, it is what it is. And today, like I said, you're trying to throw a ball away. You're not trying to make a bad decision, but at the end of the day, you have to be able to live with sacks. And I think in that drive, you know, we had overcome a second and long from a holding, and like in the back of your head, you just kind of like, okay, we got over that one. Let's not get back in that position. And you almost let your guard down a little bit. And like I said, I think you have to realize that sometimes sacks aren't bad things.
Joe, this is such a magical run. You know, you didn't sign with this team until November. You went the entire offseason, half the season unsigned, get the team into the playoffs, and then for it to end the way that it did, you know, what's your emotions on the magical run and then just the way that this finally ended?
Just like we talked about, I think I was so fortunate to become a part of this team. It's a special group, and I know a lot of people can say that, but it really is. So to be given a chance to do this with those guys, you know, I'm super grateful for it. Listen, this is why we love football. This is why we love NFL playoffs. It's 14 really good football teams, and it's one game. And, you know, unfortunately for us, but just fortunately in just the general sense of everything, there's always a winner and a loser. And today, like I said, unfortunately for us, we were the loser. But that's what we love about this game. There's going to be a winner. There's going to be a loser. And, you know, you have to learn how to deal with it when you're not the guy. And, you know, like I said, everybody's, you know, it was a close group. So you can imagine how they're taking it. But, you know, they're going to hold their heads high because I know who they are. Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, I don't think there's really much that needs to be said about it. I mean, when you're driving down and you're trying to get back to a one-score game, and then all of a sudden it's a three-score game or whatever it ends up being. I mean, the second one's on fourth down. I mean, maybe you can you know, I thought I'd be able to jam one in there, and, you know, that's just a calculated risk at that point. I mean, the first one is the one that, you know, like I said, I was talking about.
Yeah. Like a patient drive was in progress, three first downs, and then that was a first down play.
Right.
Were you taking a shot there?
Yeah, we were taking a shot. We were throwing a shot to Elijah. We were running him on a little pump route up the sideline. So.
Joe, building off Jim's question, can you discuss a little bit about the pride that you took in taking Cleveland on this ride and how the city embraced you?
Well, it's disappointing the way it ends. I mean, I think when the city embraces you and the team the way they have, you definitely want to, you know, you want to do big things, mostly for your teammates, because those guys, like I said, have been incredible. But it's hard not to feel the way the city rallied around the group of guys in that locker room. So you do. I mean, that's another reason why we love the NFL. It's the fans. And as crazy as they can be, it's what makes the game. And we are, in part, you know, you're not necessarily thinking about it, but that's what it's about. It's about getting these communities excited about, you know, their team. That's what we like to do here. We love NFL, and we like to get excited about teams. So I can't thank the organization, my teammates, the city enough. I mean, it stinks the way it ends, but it was a lot of fun, and I'm grateful for the time that we had. Listen, I love it here, and we're dealing with so much right now, just going through the emotions of this game and, you know, being so excited to be in this position and now to come up empty. So I think that's where my head is just kind of, you know, trying to soak it all in and let this digest a little bit.
Joe, how much different was the Texas defense from the first time you guys played them? Either schematically, what they were able to do, you know, Amari didn't have the kind of game he did last time, obviously.
Yeah, listen, I think they did what they do well. I think they played their defense. I think they, you know, that they seemed a little bit more aggressive. They seemed to be playing a little bit faster. Just, you know, basic things. You know, whatever you want to say it is, they play with a little bit more confidence, a little bit more speed, a little bit more hunger. You know, they just seem to have a better day. And listen, I thought we kind of weathered the storm there for a little bit, and we had two really good drives. And you know, if it was one of those tight games, I felt like we could kind of stay out there and do that. And we just, like I said, the game got away from us, obviously, and we don't know why.
Joe, did you get a chance to watch CJ a little bit? And if so, can you just tip your hat to the kind of game that CJ had?
For sure. I mean, we were close to getting to him a couple times in the first half, but he got the ball out, and I thought he did a good job on a handful of throws that he had to make in those situations. And then you also just got to give a lot of credit to the guys. He got the ball too. I thought they ran the ball really well today after they got the catch. But yeah, there was a couple plays where I did notice him kind of getting hit in the pocket, and he was able to stand in there and do what he needed to do on those plays. And I think that's the most impressive thing is, you know, not dealing with a clean pocket, and having to make, you know, the 3, 4, 5 plays a game that nobody necessarily looks back on, but they kind of extend the drives.
Joe, this team had been so great at the end of games, set a franchise record with the last-minute game-winning drives. How disappointing is it that you didn't have a chance as a team to get it to the last, you know, few minutes where you guys have been so great this year?
Yeah, I don't think you ever want that to be the case. Obviously, when you're looking and you're game planning and you're thinking it out in your head. But yeah, that's what these games come down to. So it is a shame that, you know, it wasn't just one of those back and forth games and came down to the last possession or last couple minutes of the fourth quarter. It seemed like that was probably going to be the way we were going to win if we were going to win, and it just never happened.
Joe, you took such a prominent leadership role with the team very quickly. Did you have a message for the guys after the game or after
the one? Man, we were just, like I said, it's an emotional group in certain ways, and you just go around. I think we're all just looking at each other right in the eyes and telling each other how much we appreciate each other and how much we love each other and stuff like that. No direct message. The only thing I said was at halftime, like, hey, guys, this is how it's supposed to be in these games. You know, it's supposed to be tough. There's no guarantee of coming in here and things are being easy. That's not how it's supposed to be, and that's not how you want it. You want to go through tough times, and you want to prevail and hold your head high, and we just weren't able to do that.